Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to Captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, and you can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net on Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on Twitter at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 16th of March, 2024, and the title of today's show is Black Swan Event, Weird Happenings, RNC Decimated, Brilliant Future. So lots of things happening again this week, and it becomes more and more apparent that the deep state are panicking like crazy, and everything they've tried to stop Donald Trump from getting back in the White House is failing miserably, which is good to see. But there is a kind of consensus amongst the truthers that they're going to try desperate measures to somehow stop that from happening, using whatever is necessary regardless of the fallout from it. And this is what Ben Fulford is saying in his weekly report this week. Mega black swan expected as Western Civil War nears climax. And as usual, that was published on Monday the 11th. So obviously we've got a lot more happening since then. But it does give us a global view of what he sees to be happening. And as usual, use your discernment. I don't agree with everything he says. But, you know, I take what seems to resonate with me and discard the rest, and I encourage you to do the same. The undeclared civil war raging in the West is headed for some sort of mega black swan event climax. The White Hats are trying to bankrupt the Satanists and their entire fake US government show. The Satanists are planning some sort of mass murder event to try to stay in power. Both sides might use earthquake weapons and other electromagnetic forms of warfare. The only thing for sure is major fireworks. The previous attempts to bankrupt the US corporation were delayed by events like 9/11 and the March 11, 2011 Fukushima nuclear and tsunami mass murder event. This time, signs are either a massive earthquake or some kind of electromagnetic attack to be blamed on a solar flare are being planned. That is why decisive action against the Khazarian mafia leadership must be taken before they can stage another mass murder sacrifice to Satan. Speaking about which, today is the 13th anniversary of the Fukushima attack. Most of the perpetrators, like top Jesuit Hans Kolvenbach, were hunted down and killed shortly afterwards. However, two of the masterminds, self-described top Satanist Leo Zagami and Israeli Crime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as he calls it, are still at large. They are being hunted down and will be brought to justice. However, the war between the two factions is complicated by the presence of a rogue AI. This allows the Khazarian mafia to use their control of Silicon Valley computer complex to generate CGI leaders and not rely on surgically altered avatars. California Governor Adam Newsom, not sure why he calls him Adam, but anyway, is an AI-generated CGI according to CIA sources. Computers can now elect these fakes into office by electronically stealing elections. And he shares a few examples of that. The people aren't buying it anymore. That is why less than 10% of Americans watched fake Joe Biden's State of the Union address. For good reason. This is what happens when the fake masked Biden starts rambling. We added more to the national debt than any president in his term in all of history. In the background is a fake masked Kamala Harris. You can see it looks like the mask is literally breathing on its own. The most glaring example of AI abuse is the existence of two Donald Trumps. The fake one, handled by Leo Zagami at Mar-a-Lago, brags about vaccinating Americans and promotes Bud Light. The real one is located at the underground military base in Mount Cheyenne, Colorado, and is leading a military campaign against the Satanists. Apparently, they have now also come up with a fake Melania. The real Trump says it quite clearly, quote, quick trials for fentanyl dealers, child traffickers and treason, followed by immediate execution. It's called military tribunal. This is what happened to Victoria Nuland, the de facto president of the Ukraine. Official announcements say she resigned, but our CIA sources say she was executed, along with her husband Robert Kagan, architect of the Iraq War. Vladimir Zelensky may also have been taken out by a missile in Odessa, but regardless, he is finished and everybody knows it. Also, just as this report was about to go live, the White Dragon Society was contacted by French generals to say a military coup d'etat was underway against French President Emmanuel Macron Rothschild. This was triggered when Macron ordered the military to start shooting civilians and to send troops to Ukraine. Interestingly, this week there's been another social media shitstorm because people are saying that Macron's wife is actually a man. So that's a very interesting development as well. Continuing on, also General André Cousteau calls Macron an enemy of the country. Cousteau was then threatened with a heart attack device by Macron. Killing Cousteau would make no difference, though, because no French generals are obeying Macron. They are with the farmers and the French people. The fall of Macron will end Rothschild rule of France. No matter what, though, the entire fake US presidential and European political theatre is about to be shut down. A hint of this came when the new financial report of the United States government, February 2024, admitted Social Security and Medicare are underfunded by $175 trillion. If you add that to the $34 trillion in debt, you see the US government is $209 trillion underwater. This number has been put out before by private economists and the St. Louis US Fed. The important point is the Treasury Department is formally admitting the US corporation is de facto bankrupt. Combine this with the fact the Fed bank bailout program is ending this month. Also note that moves to keep the US government running only last until the middle of this month. Then add that billionaires are all selling their stocks and buying underground shelters. From this, you can deduce some sort of major financial announcement is coming. Our own sources in the Japanese royal family say a financial black swan is scheduled for March 15th. Of course, that was yesterday, the Ides of March. Rothschild family sources say all bank accounts will be reset with each person getting a one-time deposit of $500,000. Billionaires and millionaires will lose money, but for 90% of the people, it will be a bonanza. Well, I can't say I've seen that land in my bank account yet. Such an event is necessary because the income needed to afford a home in the US has leapt 80% since 2020. Home buyers today need to make more than $106,000 a year, up $47,000 from 2020. A change driven largely by higher prices and borrowing costs. This is just another confirmation the current financial system has ceased to function and needs to be rebooted. However, we are not sure the Rothschilds are in any position to stage such an event. The Japanese royal family sources say when Princess Mako left the royal family, she was given a severance check that was signed by David Rothschild, who died 15 years ago. The creator of the quantum financial system says, someone is attempting to defraud my estate. Clearly, there is still a fight going on over who will control the financial system. All we know for sure is the United States cannot continue as it is. It's probably going to take military action to solve this. On this front, we have evidence a massive attack is planned to target Silicon Valley. The Gnostic Illuminati say they have no choice but to destroy the computer nexus at Silicon Valley with a massive earthquake to sink it into the ocean. There can be no doubt Silicon Valley is being attacked. There have been swarms of earthquakes there recently, as well as unusual massive waves hitting the California coast. There have also been massive internet outages affecting the entire US West Coast, especially Mark Zuckerberg Rockefeller's Meta, i.e. Facebook, Instagram and Messenger. The White Dragon Society is arguing that sending in special forces to seize the headquarters of Google, Apple, Microsoft, etc. would have far less collateral damage than using earthquake or electromagnetic weapons. There is also the possibility of shutting down the entire internet, and talk of a massive solar flare shows this is being planned, as this headline says. NASA preparing for internet apocalypse as huge solar storm could hit Earth by 2025. What they mean is they will blame a solar storm on the electrical grid going down. The KM is also hiring foreign mercenaries to try to stop the American people from rebelling. A hint of this was found in the most recent US jobs report. As Zero Hedge reports, last month we thought the January jobs report was the most ridiculous in recent history. But boy, were we wrong, because this morning the Biden Department of Goal-Seeked Propaganda, aka bullshit, published the February jobs report, and holy crap, was that something else? Even Goebbels would blush. The key takeaway for me was a near-record 2.4 million native-born workers lost their jobs in just the past 3 months. At the same time, a record 1.2 million, mostly illegal immigrant workers, were added just in February. You can be sure most of those were government jobs as mercenaries hired to fight against the American people. This is the kind of people they are hiring. The brother of the migrant accused of murdering nursing student Laken Riley is in court for possessing a fake ID, and he has ties with a vicious Venezuelan gang behind a terrifying wave of violence. It looks like they are also hiring whores. Florida Sheriff Grady Judd tells us illegal sex workers are being given ID and paperwork by the Department of Homeland Security that allows them to fly around the US for free on the taxpayer's dime. All they have to do is pay a weekly fee of $3,000 to their DHS pimps. Alex Jones predicts they're planning to torch the country when Trump is president-elect before he's in and try to intimidate everyone. So, Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all of this Hezbollah-Hamas protests to burn the country down, thinking they can terrorize the American people and the establishment into removing Trump somehow during that period. The US is mired down in impunity, corruption and civil strife. Endless flows of migrants storm the southern borders of the United States, and many of them aren't Latin Americans at all. They come from regions that fell victim to the neo-imperialist wars unleashed by Washington. Just like it was at the feast of Babylonian King Belshazzar's house, God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Daniel 5, verses 25 to 27, says Russian FSB Lieutenant General L. Reshetnikov. He adds, the blossoming diversity of the world is substituted with a conflict of two models of governance existent only in American fantasies. The head of MI6 agrees, saying the mutual Russian and Anglo goal is the ultimate final defeat of world fascism, government controlled by corporations, and that the people are sovereign. The Russian Foreign Ministry summoned US Ambassador to Moscow, Lynn Tracy, on Thursday to say attempts to interfere in Russia's domestic affairs, including acts of sabotage and the spread of disinformation, would be severely suppressed. Too bad they didn't demand they do the same for the US. As Field Marshal Douglas McGregor says, when I listen to the comments coming out of the Senate or the House, let alone from the White House, I am reminded of that famous statement in Vietnam. In order to save the village, we had to destroy it. I get the impression that's the plan in Washington. We have to destroy the country in order to save it. The KM is also trying very hard to starve us all to death, or at least into submission. The EU has just confirmed former Club of Rome president Calin Georgescu's claim the KM are planning a food crisis for 2025. Last month, some 60 European Union and government officials, food security experts, industry representatives, and a few journalists gathered to confront the possibility of something barely on the radar a few years ago, a full-blown food crisis. The conference envisions a food shortage in Europe from 2024 to 2025. Remember, they had similar exercises just before the pandemic was staged in 2020. In other words, they are trying to bankrupt farmers in Europe in order to orchestrate a food crisis. In the US, a DEW attack on Texas just destroyed 80% of the grazing land for cattle. Now, the utility provider Xcel Energy says its facilities appear to have played a role in igniting a massive wildfire in the Texas panhandle that grew to the largest blaze in state history. Look who owns Xcel: BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, the usual suspects. A document from another of their subsidiaries, the UN, explains why they want to starve us. Starvation is essential for the economy because it creates cheap labour. A 2008 UN article entitled "The Benefits of World Hunger" says, "No one works harder than hungry people," the report says. The European farmers are not going to let that happen. Here's the latest from their war on the WEF Satanists. Czech farmers dump manure outside government offices. Belgian farmers spray police with wastewater. The largest army in Europe now is the farmers. Russia will also make sure there is enough food. President Vladimir Putin says Russia's food of the future is not bugs and moths, as in the West. The White Hats are also taking down more KM operatives. Here are some examples. The rapper P. Diddy is now being accused of sex trafficking akin to Jeffrey Epstein, eliciting underage sex workers, RICO racketeering, and grooming men for sex. Britney Spears and Justin Bieber may have been the victims. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is being taken down over nursing home deaths so that he will sing like a canary, implicating his KM puppet masters. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has become the first leader of a Western nation to be referred to the International Criminal Court under Article 15 of the Rome Statute as an accessory to genocide in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza. This is the real deal, Pentagon sources say. The Canadian police are also finally going after Justin Castrudeau. The final straw was this. Project Bricer led to 182 charges, 20 arrests, and drugs seized with an estimated value of roughly $61 million. However, according to Canadian intelligence sources, Castrudeau ordered the gangsters freed and their drugs returned to them. Is Castrudeau a criminal? Duh. Looks like the RCMP thinks he may be. Obviously, he is being investigated with a little push from the White Hat Alliance, a Mossad source comments. We also note the White Hats now appear to control the masked avatar pretending to be Pope Francis. This Pope caused a hysterical reaction among KM puppet politicians who self-identified by calling for the war to continue when he urged Ukraine to, quote, have the courage to fly the white flag, end quote. We also have an anti-globalist revolt in the UK Parliament with MP Andrew Bridgen asking, why is the UK giving sovereign powers away to an unelected, unaccountable, diplomatically immune organisation whose Director General was appointed from an unholy alliance of Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party? The petition calling for a debate on this issue hasn't been granted, despite easily reaching 100,000 signature threshold. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene did her part when she told Parasite Media BBC News anchor Emily Maitlis to fuck off after she tried to label her as a conspiracy theorist. Notice it was the BBC that mentioned Jewish space lasers. We also note the top KM Satanist General Netanyahu is soon going to be leaving this world. French journalist Thierry Meyssan reports Netanyahu, son of Vladimir Jabotinsky's private secretary, has not hesitated to compare the Palestinians to the ancient Amalekites. The implication is that they must all be exterminated. Jabotinsky's revisionist Zionists are the ones who claim sovereignty over all the territories from the Nile to the Euphrates. Netanyahu is angered by the war cabinet minister Benny Gantz's trip to Washington, telling him that there is only one prime minister. Oops, the avatar Bibi is really nervous. It looks like a deal is being made with the KM deep state in DC to toss him under the bus. I smell division in the Israeli ranks, a Mossad source comments. The rest of the world is forcing action. China's foreign minister Wang Yi called the war in Gaza a disgrace for civilization. He was speaking at a big annual Chinese political gathering to confirm China has purged the KM from its politics. Notice nobody is wearing masks, unlike at the previous such gathering. Also, with the removal of KM agent Ayatollah Khomeini, Iran is now taking an effective stance instead of trying to promote Armageddon. Iran's judiciary chief, Ghulam Hussein Mozeni Eji, has called on Muslim countries to sever their relations with Israel and sue the occupying regime at international courts over its crimes against Palestinians. This is an example of a war criminal who will be facing the death penalty. Rabbi Eliyahu Mali, director of Yeshiva Shirat Moshe religious school in the occupied city of Jaffa, called the Israeli army to kill everyone in Gaza, including children. Of course, the KM is still fighting to the bitter end. For example, they are still trying to vaccinate us all to death. We need to see everyone get an updated flu shot and an updated COVID vaccine, Mandy Cohen, CDC KM puppet director, says while spreading fear porn to promote vax poisoning. They are also trying to suppress free speech. Eduard Prolz, director of Citizen Go in Germany, was found guilty for sharing an image on his Facebook page with a Trojan horse representing LGBT and gender ideology, concealing pedophiles within it, invading society. He now has a criminal record and has been ordered to pay a fine of 6,000 euros. It is the judge who needs to go to jail in this case, and in due time he will. It also appears the KM is now trying to use Moldova to start their long-planned World War III. Moldova signed a defence cooperation agreement with France. Just as this happened, Polish intelligence informs us pro-Russian rebels in Moldova's separatist Transnistria region appealed to Russia for protection on Wednesday, fearing the territory could become a new flashpoint in Moscow's conflict with neighbouring Ukraine. 1Q, the fake Biden compared the current situation regarding the war in Ukraine to 1941 and himself to Franklin Roosevelt. Roosevelt, of course, brought a reluctant US population into World War II. As Polish intelligence tells us, there are very few Poles in the Polish government and no Russians in the Russian one. Facts are facts. They might have added there are no Americans in the US corporate government. And I would add there aren't many British people in the UK Parliament either. The Germans appear to have had enough. This came after NATO's recent staunch defender exercise was literally paralysed because the Russians disabled all their high-tech GPS control weapons, according to German intelligence sources. They inform us, the German government has made a radical decision regarding energy production in Germany. Hydrogen power plants are now set to write history and finally solve the problem of high electricity costs and lack of security of supply. If this gigantic plan succeeds, Germany will be able to produce and even export electricity at cent rates, even without natural gas, coal, and nuclear power. They would then no longer be dependent on other countries for electricity supplies. The upcoming hydrogen power plant technology is unique on a global scale. Germany is considered a global pioneer and driving force of innovation in this field. The new technology is baseload capable, environmentally friendly, flexible, controllable, inexhaustible, and inexpensive. The perfect solution for our electrical network. If the Germans unleash hydrogen power, that is the end of the road for environmentally harmful EVs. The German magazine Stern reports that since March 2023, Tesla has already been warned 5 times that it exceeds the permitted amount of wastewater released into the environment. The move to hydrogen would also put a big dent in Chinese plans to monopolize the batteries essential for EVs. China has 70,000 workers on Sulawesi Island working in the nickel mining industry. China controls the industry. Since nickel is essential for battery production, it means China is about to get complete control over all the batteries used in electric vehicles, etc. Japan could have the last laugh along with Germany, though. Toyota doesn't believe EVs will save the environment. Toyota also has all the technology needed to start the hydrogen age. To conclude, let us post an anonymous statement sent to us. Today we have no choice but to face the truth, that our governments lie, that our education is indoctrinated, that our doctors are misinformed, that our viruses are patented, that our diseases are created, that our medicines are poisons, that our media is propaganda, that our elections are rigged, that our water is toxic, that our banks are dishonest, that our taxes are illegal, that our wars are planned in advance, that our countries are corporations, that our history was hidden, that our religions are hypocritical, that our children were sacrificed, that our division is being incited, that our opinions are being manipulated, that our cancers can be cured, that our energy can be free, that everything in our external world is not what we have been told it is. That is why we are determined to find the truth, which we do every day and will continue to do until it is revealed. The truth shall set us free. There are also lots of weird happenings going on in the world. The first thing I want to share is a tweet from Ariel Proletario 1 talking about many undersea internet cables have been damaged. He says communications are down, East Coast cables to Europe, Seacom stroke TGN cable is cut, AAE1 cable is cut, EIG cable is cut, all cables in the Red Sea are reported as cut, West Coast cables to Europe, WACS cable has a fault, Main 1 cable is down, ACE cable has a fault, SAT-3 cable is down. There are additional faults reported near Abidjan. This widespread outage or damage to multiple major submarine cable systems has likely severely disrupted internet connectivity, data transfers and telecommunications services between Africa and Europe along both the eastern and western corridors. This indicates that something is being hidden that the elites want limited exposure of. Today will be a big day in the Supreme Court. That was on the 15th. Mike Lindell will present his case. Fannie Willis will more than likely be removed by the judge as well. She actually wasn't, but her paramour, Mr. Wade, resigned immediately. We are in a transition period and issues will continue to surface to impose censorship. So we have to be vigilant at all times. This is a dangerous area for both sides, because these communists know they are on borrowed time, and even that has come with interest. Given what they are willing to do to pay it off at our expense, knowing it's a debt that goes far beyond their ability to compensate. Someone else in the same thread reported that across Australia, McDonald's stores are closing and staff are being sent home because they'd have a problem with FPOS, point of sale machines, and kiosks. Interestingly, today I was expecting a delivery from Sainsbury's, which is one of the biggest supermarkets in the UK, saying that they couldn't deliver because they had a problem with an overnight upgrade to their system, which is absolutely causing an uproar with Sainsbury's customers on Twitter. Then there's a report also on Twitter or X about the state of Oklahoma preparing for the eclipse next month. And this was posted by Shadow of Ezra. The Oklahoma National Guard will have guardsmen present for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, radiological and nuclear unit will be housed. Residents are being urged to stock up with 1 to 2 weeks of food in advance of the event. Communication facilities could become overloaded, possibly making cell phone calls difficult. And there's a screenshot of the newspaper where it was reported, National Guard to be here for eclipse. The Oklahoma National Guard will have guardsmen present in McCurtain County for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. County Emergency Management Director Cody McDaniel told county commissioners. It's estimated about 100,000 people may be in the county for the event. The 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, radiological and nuclear unit will be housed in Broken Bow, in addition to up to 110 to 150 Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. There will be about 150 other first responders and volunteers, with many staying at either the sports complex in Broken Bow and or the former National Guard Armory in Idabel. McDaniel is seeking food and funding for feeding them while here. He said the federal government has turned down funding to feed them. The state troopers will be scattered throughout the county, he said. Residents are being urged to stock up with 1 to 2 weeks of food in advance of the event and to have their fuel tanks full. Some parts of the county could have traffic at a standstill or at least moving very slowly. It is also considered likely that communications facilities could become overloaded, possibly making cell phone calls difficult, if not impossible, during the event. And somebody said that they were hearing similar things in Texas. The headline shown from KXAN.com says, Texas County declares state of emergency ahead of total solar eclipse. I can't read the article because it says I can't look at it because I'm in the UK. So I don't know the details on that one. But this is very weird. To my knowledge, it's never happened before with an eclipse. Why are they putting all these National Guard people in place for it and telling people to stock up with food for 2 weeks? It seems very suspicious to me. Last week, I shared a reading by Starseed Astrology on the astrological implications of this total solar eclipse. You can find it at starseedastrology.com if you want to read that. It's really interesting. And Sal, who is the astrology, is first class in my opinion. And there are other strange things happening. Mail Online reports mystery as fifth monolith shaped like a giant Toblerone appears on remote Welsh hilltop. This was published on the 11th. A steel monolith has appeared on Hay Bluff near Hay-on-Wye at the weekend. Sighting follows several reports of monoliths in remote spots in UK and Europe. A fifth steel monolith shaped like a giant Toblerone has been spotted on a Welsh hill. Locals in Hay-on-Wye spotted the 10-foot-tall block of steel resembling the distinctive shape of the chocolate bar on Hay Bluff near the Powys town at the weekend. The sighting follows a string of similar reports across the UK, with multiple monoliths sighted in 2020, including one at Compton Beach on the Isle of Wight and the Merry Maiden Stone Circle in Cornwall, which attracted hundreds of TikTokers and Instagrammers. These previous findings have prompted speculation on social media that the structures could be the work of aliens. Richard Haynes, who took photographs of the latest sighting while running on Hay Bluff, told Wales Online, "I went off towards Hay Bluff, towards where the trig point is, and I looked over to my right. I thought it looked a bit bizarre and might be a scientific media research thing collecting rainwater, but then realised it was way too tall and strange for that. Then I went up to it and it was about 10 foot tall at least and triangular, definitely stainless steel. It was hollow and I imagine pretty light, light enough for two people to carry it up and plant it in the ground." Mr. Haynes said he frequently ran the route and had never seen the monolith before, while a friend who visited the spot 2 weeks ago said it wasn't there at that time. "I did notice on Google that it's popped up fairly recently, and from what I can gather, it disappears after a couple of days," he added. In 2020, a similar monolith was spotted on the Isle of Wight, prompting speculation that it was the work of aliens. Of course, the fake news media are going to debunk that claim, but one of the reports I read, I can't remember where it was now, but they were saying that one of these monoliths that had appeared mysteriously, if it was planted there by humans, there would have been signs of footprints around it or the disturbance of soil or whatever. And there was absolutely nothing of that. So it is very much a mystery. So I decided to ask ChatGPT about it. And the prompt I used was, what was the significance of the monolith in the movie 2001, and why are monoliths appearing around the world now? The latest one is in Wales. The answer I got was, the monolith in Stanley Kubrick's movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, based on Arthur C. Clarke's novel, serves as a mysterious and enigmatic symbol, driving much of the film's plot and thematic exploration. It appears at critical junctures in human and pre-human history, influencing the evolution of intelligence and civilization. The monolith is often interpreted as a tool or beacon placed by an alien civilization to guide or monitor the development of intelligent life across the universe. Its exact nature and purpose are left ambiguous, inviting a wide range of interpretations related to human evolution, the role of technology, and the existence of extraterrestrial life. Regarding the appearance of monoliths around the world more recently, starting in late 2020, these monoliths began appearing in various locations globally, including deserts, beaches, and cities. Each monolith bears a resemblance to the one in the movie, a tall, shiny metal column. The creators of many of these monoliths have remained anonymous, adding to the intrigue and mystery surrounding their appearances. Some have been claimed by artists or art collectives, while others remain unexplained. These modern monoliths tap into the cultural impact of the original film, invoking themes of mystery, progress, and the unknown. The appearances of these monoliths have varied explanations, with some being attributed to artists or collectives, while others remain unclaimed, continuing the legacy of intrigue and speculation set forth by their fictional predecessor. The monolith in Wales, like those before it, stands as a modern-day mystery, intertwining art, speculation, and the human penchant for exploration and storytelling. And of course, the UK is a centre for crop circles as well, and they tend to appear on ley lines and so on. So this strange appearance of monoliths is intriguing, to say the least. Another thing that's causing a lot of speculation, and not just in the UK, but in Australia and the US and other countries, is the disappearance of Kate Middleton. And I shared quite a bit about what was going on with the royal family last week, which is very strange, to say the least. As I reported, Kate Middleton shared a Mother's Day image of her and the three children, which was discovered to be photoshopped and was withdrawn by all the major news agencies. And then it was followed by an ex post, supposedly from Catherine or Kate. And of course, Kate Middleton is the Princess of Wales, in case you didn't realise. And it was an apology saying that she was sorry, she was an amateur photographer and liked to play around with Photoshop. Well, nobody bought that. And when the request went out for the royal family or for Kate Middleton to release the original unphotoshopped photograph, it was refused, which added to the speculation about where was Kate Middleton. And apparently one of the royal household happened to be Spanish, and there was a report in a Spanish newspaper that Kate was in a coma, was intubated, and that was why she was not appearing. And there's another speculation out there that her disappearance is related to the suspicious death of Thomas Kingston, who is the son-in-law, or was the son-in-law, of the Duke of Kent, Prince Michael. Thomas Kingston's body was found in an outbuilding with a traumatic head injury and a shotgun close to him. And it was claimed that this was suicide, and yet it's virtually impossible to shoot yourself in the head with a shotgun. You've got to have majorly long arms to be able to do it. So it's very suspicious, and other rumours are saying that perhaps Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, was having an affair with this man. All sorts of speculation, and people are actually calling for her to appear as proof of life, but nothing from the palace. And also, there have been a couple of very dodgy-looking photographs which claim to be Kate, one in a car where she's turned away from the camera, and there was another one which is a very grainy photograph of her looking out of a limousine window, which didn't look anything like her. So something very weird going on there, and the more that the royal family stay silent about it, the more there's going to be more speculation. Given that the royal family is known to be part of the satanic cult of pedophiles, one hopes that it's evidence that the family is being taken down, as it should be, especially as King Charles, not my king, of course, has been reportedly suffering from prostate cancer. We'll have to wait and see what happens. In other news, the RNC is decimated. VigilantNews.com reports bad news for Conservative Inc. Trump's takeover of the RNC continues. The Uni Party was very sure they'd stop Trump long before it got to this point. And this was published March 12th. And it was actually written by Brian Cates, who is a very good commentator. And it shows leading report on X breaking immediately following her election as co-chair of the RNC. Lara Trump and new chair Michael Whatley are firing an estimated 60 RNC staffers. Those being asked to resign include five members of the senior staff, and some vendor contracts are expected to be cut. So less than a week after Mitt Romney's niece, Ronna McDaniel, was forced out of the RNC chair, and Michael Whatley and Lara Trump were respectively elected as chair and co-chair, what Politico describes as a bloodbath ensued at the RNC. Donald Trump's newly installed leadership team at the RNC on Monday began the process of pushing out dozens of officials, according to two people close to the Trump campaign and the RNC. All told, the expectation is that more than 60 RNC staffers who work across the political communications and data departments will be let go. Those being asked to resign include five members of the senior staff, though the names were not made public. Additionally, some vendor contracts are expected to be cut. The Politico report later states Trump's campaign took over operational control of the RNC on Monday. On Friday, former North Carolina GOP chair Michael Whatley was elected the RNC's new chair, and Trump daughter-in-law Lara Trump was elected as co-chair. Both had Trump's endorsement. Additionally, Trump's senior campaign advisor, Chris LaCivita, was named as the RNC's new chief of staff. The smart take at the conservative ink outlets and pundits that I still keep an eye on these days about the bloodbath at the RNC yesterday is that the Trump cult is continuing its advance in seizing control of new ground in the ongoing civil war between the MAGA stroke America First wing and the GOP America Last wing inside the GOP. I spent several hours now watching the people who've been desperate to save their conservative ink brand from Trump melting down over the latest developments as they watch their precious RNC slip from their grasp after so many decades. To paraphrase the consensus that's forming, I'd state it this way. These firings mean nothing. Trump's been running our party for years now. These are all people that wouldn't take a loyalty oath. It's a purge of people who won't kiss the Trump ring. The cult running our party for years is consolidating its grip. Think about how logically incoherent that hot take is. The Mitt Romney clones are upset. The Chamber of Commerce stroke country club GOP types who've run the RNC for longer than I've been alive are beginning to realise they've failed to stop the Trump cult. This was never supposed to happen. It never should have gotten to this point. But here we are, and here we'll stay. 2 years ago, the McConnell-McCain-Bush wing of the RNC was sure the Trump cancer could be excised and removed, and they'd be getting back to uniparty business as usual by this year's 2024 election. Trump would have been safely neutralised, and somebody else would be cruising to the GOP nomination. Life was going to be just fantastic for them. So right now, these people in the McConnell-McCain-Bush wing of the RNC and in the conservative ink media are experiencing what I guess you could call a waking nightmare. Well, good. These people deserve everything that's happening to them. Allow me to explain why that is the case. Conservative ink instantly grasped what a threat to them Donald Trump was. There was a reason the utterly fake conservative ink of the Uniparty Forever Wars machine instantly perceived Trump as a moral threat to expose them and their deceptive brand. And they were right to fear him, because he spent 8 years now since he came down that golden escalator doing exactly what they were deeply afraid he would do, expose them all for what and who they really are. Think back to that faraway time of yore, back to 2015. Who were the conservative incorporated leading lights, the thought leaders, the most influential network, talking heads, pundits, authors and columnists? Who were millions and millions of Americans listening to and reading and gaining their sense of what was going on? Wasn't it these people? National Review Online, Fox News, The Weekly Standard, columnists like Ann Coulter, Mona Sharon, Rich Lowry, Jonah Goldberg, Ben Shapiro, Stephen Hayes, Bill Kristol. What's happened to them since 2015? What happened to the amount of influence they used to have? Or more succinctly, what did Trump troll them into doing to themselves? What is he still trolling them into doing as they stand in the smoking ruins of their once proud and lofty conservative brands? The Weekly Standard shut down, NRO is a shell of its former self, and Fox News ratings are in the toilet. There will be no coming back from this for Conservative Inc. Trump has utterly gutted them. Let me explain why these conservative brands need to be destroyed, why it was vitally important to our country that this happened to them. Conservative Inc. was very, very good at its real job, which was to keep the right side political half of this country docile, complacent, and trapped in the illusory matrix where the Republican v. Democrat fake puppet show was real. They never fought for us. Not only were they not fighting for us, but Conservative Inc. was a vital control tool of the Uniparty Forever Wars machine. They never had anything but contempt for us, but they did manage to fool millions of us until Trump showed up and became the face of our movement, and they were forced to start telling us what they really thought about us. The shock of their being trolled into doing that cannot be underestimated during this currently ongoing Great Awakening. The Conservative Inc. and the Progressive Inc. wings of the media are run by the same Uniparty. They've been engaged in a massive psychological operation against the rest of us for decades now. Trump pulled back the curtain and helped us all see this. These days, nothing is more freaking infuriating to me than watching the Bushites like Rove and these other Conservative Inc. talking heads chant the name of Reagan like a mantra as they lament what Trump is doing to Reagan conservatism. Is anybody still falling for that bullshit at this point? So understand what is really happening here. The Bush-McCain-Romney wing of the RNC is losing its grip on the party. They spent years trying to prevent what is now happening. Phew, once again, us moderates in control of the GOP have managed to keep the Conservatives out of any top positions in Congress and the party, but it's getting harder, folks. Imagine, if you will, how many years Conservative Inc. spent keeping millions of patriotic Americans focused on the completely fake civil war within the GOP between the Conservatives and the moderates. The Paul Ryan, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell wing of the GOP was supposedly at perpetual war with the Conservative wing of the party, and it was all fake. But then the Great Awakening started, and all of a sudden these smarmy fake pricks who'd been fooling us with a phony puppet show suddenly started facing a real fight for control of the GOP. Trump did not create this movement and is only temporarily in a leadership position. He will pass that leadership role on to someone else in a few years. But the RNC leadership that used Conservative Inc. to keep the American public's attention laser-focused on the completely fake inter-party civil war between moderates and conservatives was ill-equipped to fend off a real fight for control, a fight Trump has been guiding and leading openly since 2018. They tried to prevent millions of Americans like me, trapped in their illusory Conservative Inc. matrix, from waking up and realizing they'd been tricked into supporting the vile Bush presidencies, multiple wars, and the looting of their own country by the Uniparty Forever Wars machine. They failed. They failed to stop the Great Awakening. They couldn't keep Conservative Inc. from being exposed and toppled. They are now fighting a desperate rearguard action as they try to conserve what little of their former kingdom they have left. They were all laughing at us behind our backs before Trump came down that golden escalator. They don't laugh at us now. They're terrified of us, and they should be. I don't have many minutes left, but I just wanted to share some of StopWorldControl.com's article, Visions of a Brilliant Future. I think we are definitely seeing major changes underway, even though it might seem negative on the surface. To me, this is just this great rebound that I've been talking about. So the article says, I believe we have a gloriously beautiful future which will emerge in the coming years. The reason we see so much evil being exposed right now is so that we can wake up and put an end to these horrors. In order to see this wonderful future become reality, it is important to learn to envision it in our heart. Even though we are seeing evil all around us, I encourage you to dream about what the future will look like once this stranglehold of darkness has been removed from our world. Here are some of the things that I am dreaming of, knowing this will one day be reality. Clean landscapes and free energy. Cities that feel like paradise, technology that heals, uplifting music, back to local shopping, righteous judiciary, no more tax robbery, empowering schools, universities with actual science, wonderful entertainment, positive art, heavenly healthcare. For the past century, humanity has seen nothing but darkness and evil expanding in our societies. As a result, it now seems impossible to have paradise on earth. But once the overarching power of evil is removed from human society, these beautiful transformations will simply be a natural result. We must not forget that currently our world is literally run by criminals in every aspect of our society. Criminals control the government, education, science, healthcare, energy, the food industry, communications, entertainment, and on and on. It's all in the hands of the same network of globalist elites who are in the service of the forces of deep darkness. This means that nothing we see in our current world is normal. Everything that we have become accustomed to is utterly abnormal. Agriculture that poisons both soil and people. Weather modification that sprays trillions of gallons of toxic chemicals in the skies. Television that is nothing but mind control and dumbing down of the human spirit. Education that hides true knowledge and pushes lies and deception onto unsuspecting little ones. Sexuality that destroys so many through transgenderism and pornography. Architecture that is so ugly it literally causes depression. Healthcare that is more toxic than beneficial. Fake, toxic food that is the number one cause of most health problems. The promotion of pedophilia as a natural sexual orientation, etc. None of this is natural. A strong evil force was needed to make our world the way it is today. When this driving power of wickedness is removed and nature can take its course, we will see a world that is incredibly more beautiful, naturally, because our world was created from good by a good creator to be a place of goodness for all who dwell in it. Keep these realities in mind when you consider these visions for the future. Please have the courage and heart to share this. Our world is in dire need of a fresh vision for a better future. Things are not destined to get worse and worse. Once all good people stand up and do what it takes, the wicked will have nothing to say anymore. All it takes is for good people to take up their mandate and exert their authority instead of watching from the sidelines. Let us rise up now and restore the earth. And this is very related to what I say about manifesting the world that we actually want. You can't do that by focusing on the problem because energy flows where attention goes. So you're actually feeding the problems rather than focusing on the outcomes that we all want. And therefore, collectively, through collective consciousness, manifesting this outcome. And not just by doing it passively, but by taking action, any action that you can, that will spread the truth, that will inform other people and inspire other people to also awaken. And of course, you know, these people that have been in control, there aren't that many of us. When the people rise up, which is happening now, I mean, it's been happening across Europe with the farmer protests. It's happened in the UK with people like Andrew Bridgen focusing people's attention on excess deaths from the kill shot and so on. So, you know, whatever we can do, we should do it to further the retaking of this beautiful planet from these evil satanic psychopaths who have controlled it for so long. So that's all I have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join me for another Cosmic Creating show next week. Thank you to Nancy for producing and to Derek Condit for sponsoring the Cosmic Reality radio station. You can find him at mysticalwares.com. And as a reminder, you can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net. So until next time, stay well, be safe, and bye for now.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of CosmicReality.com.